We're going to have a little fun for a guy's perspective this morning. I saw this question floating around, and I want to see what sort of people we have around the IE and what sort of person you are.
All right.
You ready? I'm going to ask you a would-you-rather question. A guaranteed $1 million.
Okay.
Or flip a coin for $1 billion.
Oh, man, and you're really appealing to the gambler in me that's like, why wouldn't you? It's a 50-50 shot. But given the fact that everything is so expensive and that I have little ones that I need to take care of, I think I would go the guaranteed million.
Oh, over a coin flip billion?
Yeah, because I'm the type of person, even if I leave the casino and I'm losing, I'm like, you know what I could have bought with the money that I just spent? Yeah, so if I flipped the coin and lost out on $1 million because for some reason didn't win the billion,
it hurt.
It would hurt a lot. I mean, $1 million is still $1 million. It doesn't go as far as it used to, but it could definitely help out.
See, I posted this on Facebook, and 95% of people are taking the $1 million. Maybe I'm a degenerate, or actually am. I am absolutely 100% flipping a coin for $1 billion.
Here's the deal, though. You also have your parents' trust fund to fall back on. That's so a lot of us don't have that.
I got kicked out of that a long time ago with my behavior. I'm not in that anymore. But the 50-50 chance to win $1 billion, I am all in on that. I will take the risk. What does $1 million get you these days? Do you know what?
A good down payment on a house.
Yeah, I'm such a degenerate. I'm worried I'd actually blow $1 million. I don't think it would get me that far. Even though, you know, people say be responsible, put it in a Roth or a 401 or whatever those elaborate financial words I don't understand are. I wouldn't do that, and I'd probably blow it. I need $1 billion. And you give me a 50-50 chance to do the impossible and become a billionaire, I am all in.
See, and I'm pretty sure I would be a very bad rich person. Like, Art and I have actually had conversations about this, that, like, if we ever hit the lotto, we would probably end up divorced.
Yeah, I don't,
because yeah, once you get that kind of money, you're like, oh, I can do what I want. So I think, yeah, $1 million, I'd be comfortable with that.
Don't think of jets and cruises and mansions wherever you want.
I don't have time to jet around. I have two kids.
Well, I do.
All right, a guy's perspective. Would you take the guaranteed $1 million or a coin flip for $1 billion?
888-431-3764. Text or call us and explain why.
Well, we're appealing to the gamblers this morning with a guy's perspective. Would you rather take a guaranteed $1 million or flip a coin to potentially win $1 billion?
I'm all in on the billion. I'm going for the 50-50 shot.
Nah, you know, I got groceries to pay for. I'm still paying off my cars. Give me the $1 million and I am good to go.
A lot of people are saying what you're saying. 562, I would go for the coin flip because even if you don't win billions of dollars, you still have an amazing life ahead of you. Is that true, though?
You sound so positive.
Right.
562. You know what else you're going to live with? Regret if you lost the $1 billion. Shout out to the 951 says, I think it would be a great idea if Guy actually does the coin flip right now to see if you would have actually won. So I just gave you a penny. Are you ready?
I'm actually nervous.
Okay, you got to call it in the air, though.
Okay.
All right, here we go. He's going to flip. Call it.
Heads.
Okay, heads.
She's for $1 billion.
Let's see. Would you have won?
I would have won $1 billion.
You would have won.
Look, it's heads.
Yeah, but see, this is a run through. You definitely would not have really won in real life. We know your gambling streak.
That's how easy it is. I would have been a billionaire just like that, and no one agrees with me here. No one.
Yeah, surprisingly, everybody is pretty smart when it comes to our money. There's even people talking about, well, I would put it in this kind of fund, and then I would live off the interest. And then people asking, wait, is the $1 million before or after taxes? Which is a great question. Because after taxes, I might go for that coin flip. You're going to take it away.
See, this is why I'm broke, because I'm not boring.
Well, hey, if we were doing a fantasy flip, you would have been a billionaire.
Just like that, I'd be out. Cheers, bye.